Welcome back, everyone, to the Drink and Drum podcast, the podcast with all the vibes. I am one of three hosts. My name is Timon Nicholas, aka Mr. Terrible.
Signing in, Jaron Tomlinson, the young sheller, aka Pineapple Badman in the building. Wagwan.
And it's your boy, Evron Williams, aka Big Easy. You don't know Wagwan.
This is the unapologetic podcast with really good intentions. The socials, them located at the bottom of this podcast right there. So make sure you hit us up and tell us what's going on. Okay, so what's next? Okay, you done do this 13 weeks of hell. You have the 2 months plus an extra 14 for yourself before you go back out.
No. I have next 14 month. 14 days. Next month on the 2nd. That's when I have to go back for 30 days. Then after that, then I have to go to my schoolhouse. And I'm mad as shit because I picked a practical job. I'm going to be an electrician. But then I'm going to show you. I'm going to tell y'all my other fucking option that I only realized after I picked fucking electrician. Because my fucking recruiter didn't tell me how these jobs work and the codes and everything. Dog, man could have been a fucking aircraft rescue and firefighting specialist. I could be an expeditionary airfield system technician. I could be the weatherman. I could be aviation ordnance, air control, air support, anti-air. I scored very high on my fucking ASVAB. And the last time I opened a book for schoolwork was 2017 when I dropped out of college.
So all that you chose to fund over is.
They told him what they needed him to do because they needed electricians. The demand of electricians were high. So they're like, the options are electrician.
Demand for electricians ain't high because the reason I have to spend the 14 days is because the school backed up.
Wow.
But then me being an electrician is a very practical
job. But yeah, it's a very practical job,
but I want to skydive and out fires.
Yeah, I feel you.
That's what David has to do. But I feel like that's what make it easy end up doing later.
I can do it in 2 years. See? I can move, but I don't think they would make me lateral move into a job like that because that's not a lateral move. That's climbing up the scale. But I pass for it. So I'm as soon as I get to the
My thing is like once you get the electrical trade on their belt, you can just like move on to something else.
Yeah, bro, I'm getting every certificate I can get. Timon, I'm going to go well with you now.
That's cool.
That's going cool because I can get the certificate.
They can open a business.
I'm going to be an electrician, a welder, HVAC, everything.
I kind of want to get into HVAC now. I'm not going to lie.
Still I'm personal training. It. And I'm going to be driving the fucking truck because may get my CDL too.
Oof. What about you, Khaled? Where you get it?
To the military or on your
own? To the military.
Hey, Khaled, are you?
Khaled.
I swear he was just
here. He left.
Oh.
Which one was Khaled?
He was your mama.
He was, yeah.
Oh, okay. Your mommy.
Ah, that's all you can say.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Yo, every fucking certificate that they offer, I am going to get.
I might as well.
Like, ain't no way in hell. I low-key feel like, I haven't even started yet, but I low-key feel like I'm a re-enlist because... But if I re-enlist, I'm not going Marines again. Like, I'm going somewhere where you can get promoted easier. Like, so Marines, they don't
like
get promoted. Yeah, Air Force, of course. They don't do shit, you know?
Yeah, I already do Air Force.
I think that's what Sherry said she wanted to go. Because she's trying to get it right now. So she said she has to do a couple training before she can go enlist.
Melvin, weren't you doing something like that? Like, the reserves for that when you were younger?
Nah, I was in, I was in Air Cadets, yeah.
This is not, like, similar.
Yeah, it was nothing like the actual shit, but, yeah. It was
Eric is still coming?
We gotta go back to sleep.
Wow, alright, that done. Mr. Melvin, you did training?
Nah, not really, no. I was in Air Cadets. It was, like, you know, it's like Pathfinders, but for, like, military.
It's like ROTC.
So Air Force Pathfinder.
Yeah.
So you could get recommended after you left there?
I guess we did have, like, one of the summers, I did have, like, a summer training program. But that was, like, I slept in, like, one of the I think it was Trenton, the Air Force Base in, like, Southern Ontario. Yeah. And, the food there was actually, the thing I actually liked about that was the food. They had a good selection of food. And you got paid for it as well over the summer. I got, like, $600 for 2 weeks. Something like that. Yeah,
that's crazy. As a kid, that's big.
Yeah. It was pretty proper. Yeah.
Yeah, the food, Like the military food, it's not that bad, you know.
It actually isn't. It actually
people talking about the food in the chow hall, bro. That shit was good as shit. Oh, I enjoyed it. The MREs, they not even that bad too. It's processed as shit. And after you eat like the MREs, bro, we ate the MREs for a week and I did not shit for that entire week. And I'm on my that shit every morning. Like for the entire week, like I didn't have to shit.
So maybe what was that shit like when you actually dropped it? Was it like peeking at the toilet?
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. So I went and I sat on the toilet, right? And you know, niggas went super sane to drop that shit. And
my whole onto the rim of the bowl.
Bro, and the I go lie to you, bro. No, I didn't have to do all that. Didn't have to do all that. Like after I went super sane, it's like ploop. And I'm like, okay, cool. That's it. And I looked down, dog, and I saw four long pieces of shit all at once.
One piece.
One ploop. One ploop. Rap. And I saw four long pieces of shit. I was like, yo, what? It didn't make any sense to me, but a life.
That was gross.
Crazy.
Any questions, Daniel?
I'm not gonna lie to you, I should have left with Khaled. I didn't need to.
It's an experience. It's an experience. Like, I went back to like my old job because remember I told you, you're my mentor and like we've been talking and shit. And he got school.
Mm.
So yeah. He was like, he wanted me to talk to like some of the students. And I was like, I got real with them. I was like, bro, like if you have an attitude and you want to fix your attitude, it's the best thing to fucking do. Cause they go fix your attitude real quick. You get to play with guns and it's fun.
I think the fact that you can't leave is the reason why it works.
Yes. Like you, once you accept what it is, you just enjoy yourself. And then when you look over and you see the other people next to you and you see that they're miserable, but they still doing it, it lights a fire in you to just keep fucking trying to keep going.
Yeah, I can see that.
Bro, I wanted to quit. But then when I saw other people fighting, bro, I'm like, nah, bro, I can't fucking.
Yo, I ain't no bitch.
Be that guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Real something.
Plus, the friends that you make, you really appreciate them because these niggas, they was in there with you. That shit, that's a real fucking trenches.
I got you the same thing. Yeah.
That's a real fucking trenches, bro.
The sad music comes on. So wait, if a war to break out, would you be like heading out like?
No, because I haven't been to combat training. So if a war was to break up...
Back in World War II, they just called y'all and gave y'all guns. So you don't think if you got like real serious...
That's because desperate times call for desperate men.
That was like enlistment. No. What's that thing? Conscription.
Yeah, no. It was like... Yeah,
we have to go combat training before like we can get sent out. Okay. So if a war happened, it would take a month before I can go. I probably wouldn't go to my job school. I just have to go to combat training and then out to war. But they got so many people, they're going to call first. Huh?
I was going to ask, like, what usually is, like, the role of a Marine? Like
first to fight.
Where do you fall in?
First to fight.
So you're boots on the ground first.
Boots on the ground. They kill, they clear, and then the Army take over the base. And then the Marines, they move forward again, and they kill and clear. And then the Army take the base. Yeah,
nah,
the Marines.
You're just more likely to die. Nah.
You are more likely to die, but the Marines, they don't lose.
Lose on a whole.
One of my friends from Canada, he joined the Army now. I shouldn't say Army, but he doing the special ops now.
I want to do special ops so bad, but because I can't swim, I am not going to even fuck with the special ops right now. Like, I met a guy who do recon, and he was telling us, you just need to know how to swim. That's what everybody's saying, you know, you need to know how to swim. And that's my issue, because I can't swim.
Listen, your leg working now, so you might be able to, you know, power through.
I don't think my leg
working. Mind over matter.
I don't think my leg working that well.
No, that ain't done. No, they outside.
Monday I went to the gym. No, Tuesday I went to the gym and it was leg day. And I had to do a leg curl, right? 100 pounds. I felt all the weight on my left foot. Like I still have to foam roll my right leg and all of that shit. Cause like it still feel weak and I don't have like full mobility in it although yet. Today I did squat and I got to do like a full ATG squat. So I'm regaining mobility, but 100 pound leg curl, I couldn't do that properly because my right leg was not in it. It just the fucking my muscles, they just wasn't firing off.
If you don't use it, you lose it.
Yeah, bro. I lost so much size in my lower body. Like I have my back muscles. I was doing a shit ton of push-ups.
See, that's still wrong. You should have asked for it.
Chest popping.
Should have been leaving and said, like, sir, you owe me some body fat and muscle.
Yeah.
Hey. So when that man start paying you? At what point do you start getting paid?
You get paid all through basic training.
What are okay. Like, we don't want to discuss it.
We can talk about it.
I think it's public thing. Like, the public know how much the military gets paid.
This public here don't know.
Alive in Canada.
Google it.
Even in Canada, they could tell us something else.
Google how much American military made.
It sounds like 30 quiet. I'm like, wait, what? See, I can tell us for real? Oh, you don't know. You're waiting for the first check to be like, okay, so guys, this is how much I got.
I don't know how much I make because, like, I put 10 or 20% towards my
401k.
Not the 401k. Yeah, it is that shit. So it's called the TSP, the Trip Saving Plan, and they invest the money for you and whatnot.
How much? They match, or
yeah, they match. They match up to 5%, right? But I just put 20 in it. Yeah, I just put 20 in it.
20%.
Yeah, my pay.
Nigga,
that's a lot.
It's a lot. It is. Not even 10.
20, nigga.
When can you backtrack that?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering, bro. You know, 20. Oh, okay.
The thing is.
Cause I still throw tithes and I'm like, yo, Jesus, you really need all this money?
See, I don't see.
Especially with these prices, bro.
I don't see myself needing any money. That's the reason I did that, is because I don't see myself using or needing any money. Because I have free housing and I have free food.
That is a very good saving strategy. I see it.
I have free housing and I have free food. I do
and
not.
And then if you get married to somebody in the army, then you get bonuses, right? Like discounts or some shit? No?
Yes, but you also get like a whole lot of shit being single too. So, and it really matter.
Well, but, like, if you had a child.
I don't know, man.
Makes sense. You don't need to. Yeah, right, sorry. Complicating the situation.
He's like, want me to find out?
The only time, Timon, I intend to spend money is if I get stationed in Japan, and then I go buy me a fucking R32.
That one.
That's the only time I'm going to spend money. When they say, yeah, Jaren, you're going Japan, I say, got you. And then y'all see me with the skyline.
Problem.
Or if they tell me, go Germany.
Hi.
Let's see, how much did the US Army make?
You know what's crazy, too? I had the option to go be an embassy guard. And I'm so mad. Because I could have just went to Germany and just stand up outside the embassy all day.
I don't want that job.
Why not?
I don't want a job.
I know.
Why
nothing,
would I?
Nothing ever happened over there.
Until they put
That's
you
what
in
they
somebody.
Said before Hitler was there.
Literally. And then there was it.
Okay, so let me see. All right. So, how much does the Navy make as of April 7th?
It's the Marines. Jeez.
But I say
they all make the same thing.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. As of April 7th, 2023, the average monthly pay for the Navy job category in the United States is $5,145 a month. 20% of that is $1,029. That's how much you're giving up every month to your TR or whatever.
TSP and...
So you walk in and we're like,
on top of that, what else be coming out?
Right.
I don't know. But that's right there is.
Well, I feel like it's not a lot because you're military.
That right there is. I don't know. I ranked him on lookup, but That's not how much money I make.
That's 60,000 a year.
Fucking wildin'. Nah, bro, as because I'm a private, right? So I think it's like fucking 30,000 a year as a private. Oh, but then it's 6 months. Yeah, and then 6 months of private first class. So 3 more months of private first class. If I recruit somebody, I get the private first class. Then they get a raise there. Then they get another raise and Lance Corporal. Then you get another one at Corporal. You're making six figures as a staff sergeant. That's E6. And you can get E6 within your first enlistment in 4 years.
Okay, so your starting salary is like 1,833.
Like monthly, right? Some shit like that.
Yeah, monthly.
Yeah.
And then you put your 20%. And that's like $366.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Some money.
I mean.
Well, yeah, because you say food and rent now I'm getting taken care of.
Yeah. Like, those are the two main expenses anyway.
You know what's crazy? Because really, I was looking at it. I was like, you're not making no money. But then I think about it. I'm not paying rent and I'm not buying food.
Okay, so yeah, the opportunity to save would just be like, the only thing you're spending is on personal shit that you don't really need.
Which you don't need shit because you're wearing this fucking camel all day, every day. The only thing you really need is personal entertainment as a PS5.
Yeah, you straight.
But like when I first looked at like how much money it was, I was like, bro, I'm making less money than I'm making right now. But then I thought about it, I won't have to pay rent. The only expense I have is my phone bill.
You can just save up all that money. Like living with family. Oh, I guess.
You don't need family because you live on base. For free. Fuck around.
Forget about family.
Fuck around. I'm about to put my entire paycheck. Send my entire paycheck and fucking invest that bitch.
Honestly, you could if you do it for a full year. I'm pretty sure like the returns after 30 years might be decent. Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's a long time.
It's a long time, but that's how long you have to wait if you try to look at. Like,
this is the thing. Like,
at max, you probably may have to put in like 30,000 in your investment to get like $1 million. Like in 30 years.
The thing is, I can sit down, like, I can sit and just get the ranks and stay in service for the free pension. Like, you know, all of that. Because it's 20 years, right? And I'm fucking 26. I'll be fucking 46. And 46 is still a good age, you know? Still good young. I can have a yacht at 46.
I'm listening, because 40, there's
no. No, you, your mind will be different when you're 46.
What are you going to do with a yacht if you can't swim?
My yacht is going to be on seawater. I can swim in seawater. I just can't swim in a pool. So my yacht won't have a pool.
You ain't rich then. Put your yacht in the pool.
So what's the difference between swimming in a pool and swimming in seawater?
Seawater.
More buoyant.
Yes, it's more buoyant to keep you up. In the pool, you need to keep your lungs inflated to stay up.
Like, so pool mean you have to really can't swim for swimming.
Yes.
And
yes.
People swim in a freshwater and pool, then they can swim.
Two different, Pool different, boy.
Yeah, pool for swimmers.
You don't float up at the same rate as you would if you jumped in the ocean.
I never once sink before, no.
No. This is not the problem.
But the pool was...
The ocean's pro life.
The pool, I just started drowning. And I was fucking panicking. Never again, bro.
It's your difference, bro.
One time, though, I went to Erica's mom's house. And I dive off the diving board. And I didn't dive off. I did a little, like, bitch jump. I ain't gonna lie. I did a little bitch jump. So... I was halfway to the ground and like to the surface. So now I'm right on the there and I'm trying to figure out like, should I go down or just go back up? So I was like there just thinking for a little while and then I was like, oh fuck, you're still on the water. And then I started panicking. So I went down and then I jumped back up. And then at that point, a fucking stepdad had the pool cleaning thing. He was going to throw in the water to fucking save my life. Yeah. Hey, actually, what took me so long? I was like, bro, I was trying to make up my mind on what the fuck I want to do. So yeah, man, pool, yo, the pool dangerous.
Okay, okay.
I always thought I wanted a pool, but now I know I don't.
I need that shit. Give me a pool table.
I can get a pool table.
Maybe you can get a pool and fill it with salt.
I know, but those more expensive to take care of.
Shitload of salt.
Yeah, you have to get like a desalination pump for your pool.
Let's study about all that. You're just gin and just filling back with pipe water. Gin and every 2 days.
Facts.
That makes
it easier for real.
Nah, I don't like that. It sounds like too much work for me.
Yeah. Bro, I see people clean their pool and so now that take a commitment. They clean it more than they spend time in it. And I'm like, that's not no way to live.
Yes. Yes.
You ever see how long you want to check a pool?
No.
Longer than a bath?
Nah, man, I spent 2 days, 3 days, so a full pool.
Checking neighbors on the run over. You're okay, man. Your pipe will run for days.
This one time, I was in Atlanta, and the boss of the hotel said, hey, I need you guys to pull up the pool. So, since morning, the water on the run, just run.
Are you thinking about APA?
So we like, wait, one more to water this pool here, take boss.
Yo, pause, right? So, let me have Jamaican youth, man, right? Yeah, Khaled says, since morning, the water just a run. Mm-hmm. And one day now, he says something now, and for emphasize it, he said, I'm just like that now. I'm like, Ross, cool. So I'm saying that, right? Everybody look for me now. I'm like, boy. Caribbean people just, the fuck you say him now?
Yeah. No, we are not.
Every island now, are really just the same fucking people.
I'm just saying thing now.
But yeah, go ahead, Khaled.
Well, I'm going to take my story, done.
No, you're done. Actually, I don't want to hear to the pool and the water and fill it.
No, like, it just in there 10 days. Like, home, come back the next day, and like,
pipe till a run,
and the water, you need to reach out. And
you need to reach out, yeah.
Gabe, what the becks no fuck? My Gabe, you see that type of fuckery? Pipe till a run.
Bro, suppose somebody in Pakistan come over and see you fall in your pool for days. They haven't seen fresh water in like months. And then they see all this water gets pulling up in this. Let me talk. Can I? Anyways, the man in Pakistan haven't seen a pool of fresh, clean bleach water. Right? And then I was like, whoa, we can drink all this. You're like, nah, we don't drink it. We just bathe in it. How do you think this we must feel?
I think know that. Racist.
I'm just saying a plate.
I think they should just mind their business.
But suppose somebody bring you from that impoverished place. It's not just the whole country, just a specific corner that they took you from. And brought you here, you're thinking, wow, this is the good life. And you see water in abundance. And you try to jump in and drink it. And they say, no, this is not drinkable water. You know how hard that gonna hit me? Because it's like, it's a lot of water they just can't drink. First of all, why they put bleach in water?
I mean, you can try and drink it. What's the point?
Why they put bleach in pool water?
To kill the bacteria. It's like chlorine.
That's to kill black bacteria.
Okay, but why though?
Because the water cycle and people can dirty.
Yeah, but you don't constantly move, so bacteria not going, like, it's just me? Or moving water not really, like, have a bacteria like that?
As an ex-hotel employee, there's a lot of nasty things that happens in a pool. You wouldn't want to be in one of those things without chlorine.
I heard the more you smell chlorine in a pool is because there's a lot of nitric acid in there from pee.
Yes.
Well, that's very true. Which is the best case.
You know something crazy?
And is that chlorine killing all those bacteria right away?
It kill enough. That pool
that we had on Paris Island, that shit had stink of fucking chlorine.
Oh yeah, come on in there, shit that's up.
Oh, of course.
The man said I couldn't piss without permission. Let's ask him and piss.
Another thing, remember, man, even washed naked for how long now?
Yikes.
So this is the first time diving the fucking chlorine water.
You know, watch grease off in a man's skin.
His skin a burn.
You know, crazy dog. My socks, my fucking boxes, everything get bleached out except the uniform.
Yeah,
I can't be a uniform boy.
But I don't understand what wrong with that fucking uniform, but nothing can bleach a uniform.
Indestructible.
Oh, shit. Need to get one. They get them in different colors.
You got the the woodland and the fucking desert. Desert to the brown one and the woodland to the green one. Like blues, army had gray black. And all type of digital camo and all type of shit.
Yeah.
And the army uniform ugly, no fuck. And the navy, I didn't even think they have a uniform.
Y'all had it like
t-shirt.
Yeah, every time I say navy person, they're wearing a t-shirt that said navy. I never once see them in a uniform.
Yeah, because they have to blend in public, not in the bushes.
The shit say navy. They're not blending in.
Because they got the fuck old navies. You ever read the back? No.
True.
I see what you're suggesting.
Crazy too, dog. So we have to shave every day. Clean the beard off, right? Like, I ain't never post a picture with my beard off. Y'all know, I sent y'all the picture with, I had to shave my mustache. No, I sent y'all that one picture when I first shaved my beard.
You look like a police.
Right now, I'm about to regrow the mustache because the mustache I got for steak. But like, I have a shave every day. Boss, I see navy man with some big beard.
This man chose a rod of it.
Yes.
Imagine all that Darren's gained from all of this is regrets.
So that's the lesson. Though. That's the lesson to learn. I like people to join the army so they can get an experience of regret.
I ain't gonna lie though.
Nah. Yes, Khaled, I see your hand is up.
Sorry for not putting up my hand.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I wanted to know was, why do they expect people to always cut off their facial hair and whatever when you join the army? If you can elaborate.
But just in case you're running, the man's like, what's his name again? The one that bang up Jaren.
It's for uniformity. Yes. It's for uniformity. Plus, when they go places like the Middle East and shit, so you know, like the big beard and all of that shit. Like, yeah, they ain't trying. Like, I don't fucking know, man.
No,
cause special op, right? So recon.
No, hold on there. You really had me just now with the beard and man. I was like, what is going? They're gonna blend in too much if they have their beard and you won't be able to differentiate.
Because I'm thinking about it, right?
You might get shot.
Friend from foe, yeah.
For recon, right? And special operations, they can grow out their beards. Cause when they go into these places, they need to grow their beard and all of that, learn the language so that they can fit in this thing. So now I'm trying to figure out, like, yo, why the fuck we really have to shave off the beard if the mother man can do it? Because
maybe it's hygiene.
Identification, I don't know.
Basically, it's just, they call it not. Like when we used to go to school, you know, they used to say, yo, cut your hair, keep your hair one level.
That is just for uniformity. And I don't like it. Because only white fucking people can just wake up a morning and run a razor upon their face and they get razor up now. just wake up a morning and just no razor bump. Fuck it. Thanks so far. Tell you right now, like under my neck kind of fucked up. But I'm gonna give me a beard waiver because I can't live without a beard. It's bad enough I don't have my dreads.
Get your line with 3.0.
You don't have a good jawline or whatever.
No, jawline decent, no, but I just look weird. Beard face.
It's all in your head.
You know, like, boss.
You have to cut your hair as well.
Nah, I might be right.
Boss, I'ma look like John. I'ma look like John. Boss, I'ma look in the mirror. I'ma see John.
That was the problem.
But no, I look like John. But I accept the last name now. But I do not want to look like John. John ugly though. John ugly, boss. I did not. I was that ugly without my dreads.
No comment.
You check? what can I use?
The dreads, right? The dreads, he hide the face liquor, right? And again, whole different illusion. Like, Timon, you look completely different from your picture right there than how you look with your dreads. Because when your dreads come to right, it make your face look more full and everything. Mm. And now with your hair up, your forehead just... He's just a shine.
A beacon.
Glistening.
Yeah. And to have the forehead a shine and then no beard, no mustache. Like, I look like I stand up over kids while they sleep.
Oh, shit. That's tough. Yeah. Oh, man. So, yo, any of y'all will join the army? I feel like I asked this before, but, like, real talk. After everything he said... Like, all the perks. Listen to it. He's getting paid $1,000+ a month. And that's just a starting. After doing 13 weeks only. Come on, guys.
Partner.
plus the investment setup where you can change between 20 to 10%. The look at that. If I'm thinking about all the rewards later on, the compounding interest on that money, in the next 50 years, this man is gonna have a yacht in his pool.
50 years is a long time, dog.
Free school.
Yes, Justin.
Free school. The thing is, right?
Hold on, Jaren. Justin.
Of all the persons you've met in your life, right? Who do you think could have probably go in and do the same everything that you did, all the training and all that, without, I would say, I wouldn't want to say break or sweat, but for lack of a better term, like, who do you think could have gone through it and really enjoyed it and come out successful?
Honestly, everybody, because it's not that difficult. You just have to, deal with it. Like, that's you just have to deal with it.
Yeah, who's more likely to not deal with it?
Yeah, who would top out?
Me. I catch the chief man off 2 days ago.
Honestly, see, right? Nah, just like T-Boss, it's not like school. It's not like school where we have the option to disrespect them. You don't have the option. Because they don't have the option.
White people disrespect everybody.
No, they don't have the option either. Because we don't have the option. You just have to deal with it. Like, so long as you're not pussy and you fucking, you just do the damn thing and then graduate, like, anybody can do it. Like, anybody can do it. Like, it's physically easy.
Honestly, no, Jared. We not supposed to do nothing other than, like, drive truck and, you know?
After this 4 years, Buzz, I'm gonna go get certified to go drive the big truck and then go drive a fucking 18-wheeler. But every certification I can't get me again, because I could see me a drive truck and a well out to the back of the truck while me driving skunt.
And they sell mangoes.
No, pumpkin.
So,
Khaled,
yeah.
Khaled, what for your plan, Khaled? Like, come on. Getting truck license.
As much as, like, you don't make that much money, I can go get, in my last couple of days of my enlistment, so my last 6 months, I can get paid and I can get fully certified for any trade, and I can guarantee the union job. So, still gonna go to school, finish the degree. Like, there's a whole lot of fucking perks behind it. So I understand why you don't get paid.
I can't get someone over there.
Why you don't get paid that much. But that's it, still. It's still.
You done sold Timon when you say union job, though.
You already had me, so.
The boy over there sign up as we speak.
In him, Mouse?
But that 3 months, though. That 3 months with the Marine Corps.
I feel like it went for, no, real talks, bro. I don't know. In general, I feel like the day has been going by hella fast. But I feel like it went by pretty fast.
Like the days now were going fast. But my 3 months there, it wasn't that fast.
No, that it was hell.
Go ahead, Justin. For
3 days alone. Yes, sir.
I see you have your hand up.
Who?
Justin.
Another question.
Mm-hmm.
If you were in Antigua, do you think you would consider joining the army, or is it because of all the perks and benefits they have up?
Brother, if I was in Antigua, I wouldn't even join the police force.
Why? What do you think? Why?
I'm not interested in none of that. I'm only seeing this for the perks.
Oh, like, so the Antigua police force don't have perks?
Yeah, no, enough perks. But the perks, not like this perks. So this, bro.
Khaled, I am not hearing if you're talking.
Yeah, he whispering.
Can't hear me.
You sound like this.
Yeah, you sound like you cross over something.
That's what you sound.
You sound like you left the phone by for your gallery and you're over by Shilly. So I'm like, nice.
Bro talk on Nokia 1100.
I'm here while go on, but you sound like you're over there.
No, you said something will go on.
You ever hear them characters on TV on the phone, but you can hear the person on the
phone?
Can't hear me now?
No.
I can't tell. He raised his voice.
You can't hear me now?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Finally. A little bit better.
Alan, you have your headset?
Yeah, me have. You know what?
No. So, in terms of, like, Timon, the main reason I did this, right, was because I was working on a deal, right? for my personal training, and that deal didn't go through. Then I met like a couple of people and they didn't like my price. And that shit got me mad, because the fuck you mean you don't like my price? Like, I know my fucking value, my time. I know I can get the fucking results. Well, then stay fucking fat. So after that, I said, you know what? Nobody can tell me anything about my price if I go become a United States Marine. If I go become a United States Marine, nobody can tell me that I can't get this job. And I can find like higher quality clientele after this, getting this job, because I can go work in like a fucking expensive bar or some shit. Mm. I could go be a server in like some expensive restaurant.
Instead of my already being a bouncer.
No, a bouncer, they sat up on people wrong side. So that is not gonna help me get clientele.
Richard, we only trying to have fun. Your job is still up, man.
As a server, you meet the right people and whatnot. So I was thinking about it. I was like, yo, I can get any job I really want so long as I get an honorable discharge.
That's what you're working towards?
Yes.
Yeah, that's everybody's goal, I believe.
Bro, I just want to give them 4 years now. But if I enjoy the 4 years, I might go grab a, you know, I might re-enlist, but I wouldn't re-enlist to the Marine Corps again. I re-enlist to like the Navy or something.
Would you have to do boot camp all over again?
You know, Marine Corps, they only do boot camp once. Like, if I went to Army and I wanted to be Marine Corps, I'd have to go boot camp again.
Like, I feel like once he's in the system, like moving through it, even if you have to do certain training over, it's not going to be as difficult as the first time.
You don't have to go basic again. But like, the reason why I chose the Marine Corps is the Marine Corps have the biggest, they spit out more successful people than any other branch, because they train people like they mentally build you up. They turn you strong as shit. Bro, they really break you down and rebuild you, but they didn't break me down, so I don't know if they rebuilt me. That's why I don't understand that, because I did cry my first week. I ain't gonna lie, bro, because they wanted us to go to, so every Sunday is where you go church, right? And there's there's Catholic church, and then there's Protestant. So now the Protestant covers Baptist, Seventh-day Adventist, all of the other things in them that's just not Catholic. So they said go to the Catholic so that they could like figure out some shit, because they wanted us to drill. But I'm like, I'm not going to the fucking Catholic church. I already went to a Catholic school when I was young. I didn't like that shit. Fuck that religion. So I said I'm not going. And that day, bro, Timon. They had me duck walk, right? And scuzz the ground.
Big man like you?
Yes, man. So they had me duck walk and scuzz the ground. And then the drill instructor, he was counting down. Say, if you don't make it to him by 200, you have to start over.
Jeez.
And when I say, my man say, 299, 98, 97, 96, 95, and they be skipping numbers, bro. Like, fast as shit.
You want me to tell you more people? Fuck that. What?
Yo, when I tell you, and like all of this is what like started to like fucking up my knee and shit.
Yeah, like, duck walking seemed like it's a lot of pressure on that knee. Like,
it's
why
a
would
shit ton of fucking pressure. Bro.
That's tough.
So like after going through all of that shit, bro, it's like when I finally got to church. And then they started playing those songs, bro. And I just cried, bro. Like, I fucking cried.
He lit like me up. Or Break Every Chain. Which one was playing?
I don't think you know these songs. I got my little booklet. I'm going to tell you the name.
Just tell me the hymn number. Just tell me the hymn number.
I'll be like Oceans or something.
Nah, those shits was really bangers, bro.
He didn't even know that song. John, been gone too long.
Some Kirk Franklin or something.
Nah, I ain't no Kirk Franklin, man. Shit, like, Battle Belongs and all type of... Like, the songs, right? There are lots of songs that make you accept your mortality because you're in the armed forces. So you need to accept that when you go out, you can fucking die. So...
You get dead.
So, yeah, like... I feel like I'm very comfortable with dying. Because of the music that they were playing.
Yo, so I'm in the march and I sing that song. I left my home to join the army.
That was a TikTok, you bad man.
We were singing one where it's like, mama, I remember exactly what it is. But if I jump out, if I jump the plane and my parachute don't work, and then something just hit the ground and whatever, but mama, don't worry, cause I'm with my maker. Some shit, like it's some crazy Damn. Shit, bro.
Mama, don't they just worry.
Have us, yeah, they just have us marching and singing some wild. Yeah,
back to belong, is it? Okay.
We are soldiers.
All I see is the battle. You see my victory. You see your mountain move.
We're laughing at my gospel song, bro.
Mother will love, love. Like, this song dead ass made me cry, cause like after like the whole day where they were just fucking us up, and then like just to think about like, yo, like God really got your back, like these niggas can't do shit to me.
So like you want to cry there, boy? What feel on fear to you?
The battle belongs to you.
Church on turn for real though.
This shit tough, right? But that ain't my favorite one. That's like everybody else's favorite. I can't remember my favorite one.
Not your favorite. Tell me the chorus.
I can't even fucking tell you that. I need to find my booklet, but I just don't know where my booklet is.
Nah, bet. I'll tell them man's on the podcast later then. Also, I would love to hear the story of how Nas get beat up from a Cassie tree this week.
They take a passion from the Cassie tree. And...
Hold on, let me get some visuals, guys.
Oh, that come out of your hand?
The man was trying to put, he was trying to be Christ, basically.
My nigga, how?
Then because she didn't fight.
How, like, you were just walking, and then the Cassidy scratched you, like, where did I fall? It topped the tree or something, like, what happened? Tell me a story.
Okay, I was inside, right, and we were just haunted for the evening, just haunted, and about 7, so we go outside, say, all right, we cut down this Cassidy tree, because he's black. You block the street light from Herb Chain to get some light.
Hold on, dude. You want to something that something like to smell when I cast it, you get chopped up.
Yes.
that's another smell that I would just love, boss.
You don't ever smell the scent, nigga. I'll cast it in and gone.
So, yeah, boy. So now, me chop the chino. So, as me chop, me doesn't choke behind me. Choke the branch in it behind me. So now, I'm reach to the heart of the Cassie.
I say, all right, then, boy. 2 chop, and he done. I am not the first one. My hand graze off of the branch that behind him, you know. I'm going to pull back my hand and say, all right, then. All right, I've watched that day. So I'm going to fire the second chop now. The same branch that I'm going to go watch. The Cassie just broke off in my hand. Half an inch, Cassie. In my hand.
See, that's so, tough.
Yeah, then we have to go to hospital.
That whole thing took you to the hospital?
Yeah.
I thought you pulled it out yourself and bandaged up yourself.
So, we have to go to the hospital, then cut it out. It may stick between my wrist. Ooh. My wrist bone.
Ooh.
So, we have to go to the hospital, then cut it out. 15 4 stitches.
Okay, that's tough. Justin, I see hand up. Talk to me.
You see, first mistake, you hear he say about he may haunt it. About 3 times he may haunt it. That's the haunted. You're not supposed to do nothing. You know what I mean?
Check the devil fire work for idle hands.
Yeah.
You see, you know that? You know what you need to do? You need to go join the military. Because you're never going to haunted. You know what happened when you join the military? You learn for utilize your free time.
You check. People go gym and do some push-ups.
Yeah, right. Public works more work now, so we always have free time.
Well, you join the military and not got no more free time because you can find something for doing that free time.
Imagine me go work from 9 o'clock. I'm going to done work 12 o'clock.
Then, you know, then I will tell you what to do. Then I will get a lick of scissors and tell you cut every loose string on your uniform. You would just sit down there and you just cut every loose string. You realize 3 hours pass. Yeah. You find a practical way for spend time.
Listen, I go and work there, public works, so I come back at you.
Boy, yo, them are literally just buy a beer and buy a herb. Sit down, bun, and drink.
How often do they get paid? Every week or every month?
Every week.
See, that's the word we want. Justin, I see your hand again.
False alarm.
So you guys have anything y'all want to ask Jaron? I feel like he reached the end of his stories. He didn't have nothing else to share.
Yes, when he start talking about church and whatever. So question, do they give you time off for religious reasons? Like, for instance, like coming in from an Adventist background, would you be able to tell them, hey, the Sabbath, whatever, I need to not do anything?
Not during boot camp, but you can get that in the fleet. So, like, through training, no. But when you in the, that's when you're a full-fledged Marine, and if the time for fight and they call on you, then that's when you can, like, get that time off and everything.
Mm. So, I have a question.
Go ahead.
So, me want to know about the girl and them.
You didn't hear the girl and me cheesy.
No, he came a little late, man. He didn't hear that story.
Yeah, man. Like, never did watch our kid. So, it would have been real dirty for trying to talk to one of them girl. Because if I have to be outside at, like, 0415, they had to be outside at 0415. And if me didn't get time for watch McKin, then they didn't get time for watch McKin either. So, it just... It was just unsanitary just to think about one, you know, if we even try to talk to one of them, yeah. Sometimes like man even get for brush their teeth, no. Especially like just recently. Especially like just recently, right? Cause we had to roll our uniform sleeves up, right? Cause it's hot outside, so you have to roll your sleeves up. And every morning you have to roll your sleeve before we do anything. Yo, you have 15 minutes to get ready. And it takes 5 minutes to roll one sleeve.
Question. You think the people named who got kicked out learn any good, like, traits? Because, like, I'm assuming, like, to get through the whole program means, like, okay, all these things brought me to success, right? So I'm going to keep these aspects in my life because, like, they kept me grounded throughout the whole process. I'm going to wake up early because that just helps me to be more focused. I'm going to work hard, whatever. But them other guys who did all these things and then failed, they're just like, even matter, why I need to brush my teeth for? Brushing my teeth didn't get me to success.
I don't know.
You think they're just slobs now and they just don't care about nothing because they're like, I tried to do this thing that was hard and I failed and I'll just give up. I guess you won't know, but I'm just wondering.
I had somebody in my platoon who he tried before and he got in a fight, so he got kicked out, but he went back and, you know, he did it again. And I found it crazy that he would do this shit a second time. Cause first of all, bro. So remember I tell you, deprived us of sleep for 72 hours. We ain't get no food.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to the barracks, right? And it's a communal bathroom and we have 500 seconds to shower, brush your teeth, shave, everything. So now there's like 12 shower heads and there's 57 men. 500 seconds. And remember, I'm gonna tell you them 599, 97, 96, 97, you know? Fast no bitch. So
imagine them man just stop crushing. Done.
That's basically what it is, right? And it's funny, every time he reach at like zero, then you have to say, you have to stand at attention. So you slap your heels together, hands to your side, and it's a 400, I sir. Good evening, gentlemen. You can't do anything, no, you have to stand at attention, say that shit, and then he start counting again. So it's some real fucking shit. Like, dog, I've seen more dicks than a porn star.
I've seen more dicks than everyone.
Bro, it's some fucking wild shit.
Undisputed.
Jaron, they had you like a $2 whore.
This one goes like a salt boy.
Imagine this man asks about girls and he hear about dicks.
Ain't no bitches was there, bro. Like you in the platoon, like bro. I ain't gonna lie though, like going through that type of shit, I got so Tim, remember I always told you, right? Like I was kind of like insecure about my chest, and my chest wasn't built the way I want my chest to be built.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have no fucking body insecurity whatsoever, cause it came to a point where there's time to fucking hygiene and the niggas start counting. You just strip fucking naked and then you just run straight to the fucking head. Cause if you're not the first person in there, you're not gonna get the shower.
You know.
Wait, it's 500 seconds for everybody to get showered.
Every
bro, you know here. So John and 20 something naked niggas running through a doorway.
57.
Yeah, 50 something.
57.
57 guys running through a doorway to get to a shower. That sounds butt messy. Naked.
Like 9 seconds per person.
Butt naked.
And dirty.
And already stink from prior activity. Yuck.
Yeah, I am humbled for you. That is tough.
The stench must be bad.
The thing is, right, bro, you get so used to it, right? Like one day I was in the fucking rain room, right? And I just looked around. I just saw all these fucking naked men. I just said Marine Corps. And I got to the shower.
It must be like paradise for gay people though.
I had the gay drill instructor, right? And I don't think it's paradise for gay people because we're all dirty. Like,
man, probably gross him out into being straight again.
That's what I like the way.
Like, it's too dirty, bro. Like, man. Even if the gay person don't get no play, they would not, bro. Like, niggas was stink. I'm gonna tell you that, like, we were stinking shit. Half the time, like, we were, like, always in fucking swamp water. That shit is stink.
Yeah.
That's tough. That is tough.
I'm gonna have to pass on all
that
shit.
Yeah, yeah. My country can't ask me to fight nothing for them.
Yeah, fight who? I would more quickly join the other side.
Let's ask it to me a fight, you know, and ask me nothing.
Nah,
you ask me to fight.
I can't wait to go bust gun, boss, because I really wanted to do infantry now, but then my recruiter talked to me about the duck walking thing, and that's what stopped me from doing it. And then when we were doing the duck walking during basic, I was like, wow, thank God I did not pick infantry. And so, I turned on...
Why y'all duck walking? Tell me how this plays in combat. Like when you're walking through a trench and they don't want
brother, you crawling. I don't fucking know why. It's honestly... After we became Marines, they stopped making us do those type of things because technically it would be hazing. And that's illegal under the UCMJ. So I'm like, so that means y'all was just fucking with us the entire time.
No, literally.
The whole thing could have been a speech that get y'all on y'all way. They're like, nah. That's crazy still.
But is they really just teaching you how to follow instructions though?
Yeah, but it was difficult.
As silly, as uncomfortable. Yeah.
Oh, so Melvin would have passed then. Can you hear the quiet in the corner just to follow instructions?
They wouldn't even notice he not follow instructions.
That is an experience. I feel like I've learned a lot about the U.S. Army and military.
You should try it.
Nah, it's okay. I feel like I've lived through you.
If I didn't have to go to war, maybe.
Yeah.
That's honestly what I'm really excited about, you know?
Yeah.
Bro, I'm telling you, you go there, they're going to desensitize you to killing. And then after they desensitize you to killing, they're going to hype up killing so much that...
Bro, what?
They really hype that shit up. But I'm over here saying, bro, I can't wait to go into fucking combat. Because I really want to bust some gun now. Really want to bust some gun while shooting some man, and I want one knife
kill. You just
want
to take lives.
Knife kill.
How about just going hunting with some rifles and guns and shoot pigs and deers and moose?
I hear Texas has problems.
Yeah, Texas got a lot of wild boars.
Like boars, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but that's not the same. That's not the same. I want.
They can bite.
If the boar is not bust back, shout out to me. Like, but I it's survival of the fittest.
They will bust back. They will bust back. If you get close enough.
Fittest. I want them to bust back, shot.
So yeah, good night for hug. Good night for hug.
Yeah, good night for hug.
If you're bad. If you're so bad, good night for hug.
Yeah, go up, become a potion African, fight some wild animals. That's dangerous. A lion, a cheetah, a gorilla. Just go potion.
Yo, they watch Cocaine Bear.
Cocaine? Oh, I heard it's a movie. I didn't watch it, though.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. You know that
I heard it's kind of based off a true story, but the...
Yeah.
It happened.
That shit crazy, no shit.
Yeah, that's on the to-watch list.
Yeah, I don't watch movies.
That sucks. You know, people find it weird when I tell them I don't watch movies.
It seems like a waste of time. I'd rather watch...
I wouldn't want to watch out of the...
A series, right?
A series, yes.
I wouldn't watch out of the series. Like, how long I want to watch a high be of murder people?
First off, if they put it into a murder mystery...
No, we know exactly what's going on.
Because they spoiled it in the trailer. If it was like a mysterious beast is murdering hikers, I'd be like, what the fuck is going on? And you just see bear tracks. It's like, is this Bigfoot a bear? It could be a bear. And they kind of like didn't tell you what it was, but they just keep seeing the attack. And it's just a trailer white. I'd be like, yeah, no, I think it's a bear, but you're never too sure. They have like people doing...
But it could be something else.
Yeah, you have people like doing interviews like, I swear I saw a Bigfoot or a werewolf. And they're just kind of like feeding on those like 2 points that is like a mythical creature. In the end, the bear died because it's overdosed, like clearly. And finally, it was on cocaine.
They found out that, what's that shit?
And then there was a Mexican cocaine. Trade route.
Cocaine, make your heart beat fast. Like the bear heart exploded. Exploded. Like, what the fuck? That would have been a crazy series.
But my thing is, I can't waste the time for, like, movies. They seem like they don't properly plot out their plots.
I be telling people that. Like, the time it takes to watch a movie, I don't feel anything about the characters. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
I already figured the whole movie by the first couple minutes.
Yo, I remember.
What about trilogies? Like,
I remember me and Timon used to go, like, we used to watch movies, and people used to hate it when we were, like, together. Because we talking about the plot before the shit happened. Niggas used to hate that shit.
Look, yeah, I can write movies. Like, it's just, a show more, like, the only way I really get, like, in a show is, like, the second to last episode, I'm just like, okay, I think I know he's going. You know, you had me for about 12 episodes.
Peaky Blinders. I really thought homie was dying.
Nah, I rate shows. I could put 2 days into binging a show than 1 hour in the movie.
Yes. Movies are pretty fucking terrible. They don't give me enough time to actually care about the characters. And that's just it. I don't give a fuck. So I don't really care about what's happening.
But okay, guys. This podcast be going on for a minute. And before we go, I just want to hear how your week was. If you're curious enough to share.
Me have one question.
Yes, sir.
No. Okay, so today me...
Hey, Khalid, you know, you're one of the funniest guys that we know.
Intentionally funny or just funny because
unintentionally, Khalid is funny unintentionally.
Okay.
It's just in a heat. You know what I mean? Proceed.
So
yes, buddy.
I mean they watch this song, right? And how I don't feel right that I go on jewelry store to buy one chain, right? The chain run you $25,000, right? It just so happened that the cashier ring up and by accident put in $250,000.
So you get back change?
No. And then tell you, oh shoot, I by accident run you up a bill for $250,000 instead of $25,000, right? Like, and then the cashier look at you and tell you it went through though, but then can't give you back money. They can't refund you back any change or nothing.
Wait. So I swipe a card and then they took $250,000 instead of $25,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So but, I can't. Yeah. So I just take things off. I just take them other things.
No, we walk with everything. We walk with 200,000.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do my door card. Yeah.
Well, my guess on store credits.
So store credit, you get it.
Store credit for what? That means you have $250,000.
$225,000.
For the store credits.
To come back and give them anyways, or best just left them with the money.
No, cause see, like this is my this is my jeweler. I come here to get my jewelry. I'm coming back here in the future. If you want to hold my money.
Okay, so you plan to spend this money anyways.
Yeah, I probably didn't want to spend it right now, but I'm gonna be back, so just hold it.
Me, that's
irresponsible.
You know what? Me telling hey, me what about my change? No, knowing that me a Caribbean black man.
Yeah, but. The man can't say he can't give out a refund.
This is the thing. You didn't have that much money. You didn't have that much money. But by a Hail Mary, the shit fucking approved. Like that's basically what Khaled's saying now. That's basically what Khaled's saying.
As different. I hold in that instance.
Like are
you losing anything? It's not your money.
I'm taking whatever amount of shit that I can fucking grab.
Yeah, I'm calling the bank next.
They must be, because I feel like I'm still going to be responsible for that money.
Yeah, so I'm calling the bank. So, like, first off, there's been a big withdrawal that wasn't my permission, actually. Just run that shit back.
And that man, just hire you. That man, hire you an overdraft, though.
Yeah.
225,000 negative.
And the overdraft fee crazy.
You are though.
I'm definitely leaving the store, calling the bank, so I get my jewelry and my money right back.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Like the bank insured, I'm insured. Like that person have to deal with that situation himself.
Imagine you reach home and that man don't walk your house.
They get the alert to send the repo man. Like, listen, this man just took some money he do not have.
Definitely not paying that mortgage.
That shit happened downtown at this store. He can't reach back in the next 2 hours. Take the house.
Well, God, tractor.
Bro, honestly, them man's in China, crazy, bro. I saw them man's move a whole apartment complex on trucks.
The thing's made out of like styrofoam.
Them man's took it from the foundation, dog, and took it down the street.
Nah, these buildings are made from absolutely nothing. Like I'm
carbon fiber.
Yo, me can't leave one of their house in the streets, yeah.
Bro, I don't care how light it is. You know how tall it is.
The other day, I watched them see, like when I was working in the school, I watched them build a building by stacking some fucking Lego blocks together, and then a man come and start connect the fucking current inside of them. Like they just stack the things in them together, and it's all like individual cubicles. Like they build the office one cubicle at a time.
Yeah, that's tough.
That's crazy though. Yeah, that's crazy. For an entire apartment.
That's sick of that.
I rate Chinese people. Like China itself, I kind of rate it. Like I know they do some shitty ass stuff sometimes to the rest of the world.
The Uyghurs and whatnot.
Yeah, but like, have the Chinese really just got up one day and said, "Let's go conquer thing," or they do it through business?
Business.
They sneak attack. That's them.
Yeah, I feel like
we underestimated them.
Why America don't do that? Because I feel like they're losing the war.
America likes to walk around.
No, they're too moral. They're too moral. Yeah.
Join. Check. Them niggas want you to know, yo, I'm top dog. Check.
So, they just want bus guns still, man. Cool.
Yeah, bus gun. If you think you have gun for bus, then man, they want the opportunity to be able to laugh at you. Check. So either way. No.
Just wait till I see my bus, then man.
Me don't want you.
Local Antiguan man, 25 kill streak. Jaren, I like to see.
Boy, name on the kill board.
I like to see your ABS. Jaren calling the advanced UAV.
You guys, so some of you all and the PTSD beating your ass. You go.
I want it. I want the full PTSD.
We putting it in a hole.
I want the full PTSD. But we want to go home. I was like, my eye roll over and he glistened.
Not sleep.
And everybody, but I'm gonna wake up in a minute. Ah!
He laughing like he's not about to be scared every single 4th of July.
You are, though.
The fireworks go off.
And he's embraced it. He's part of it.
Yeah, he's cool with it. He's cool with it. We have it on record.
I thought about all of this shit. I just want to be the crazy grandfather.
Check.
grandkids.
I think you were pulling that off pretty well, yeah.
Every time his grandkids playing like for their birthday and popping balloons, the man like, what's wrong with you?
Johnny!
Can't surprise them.
They have to announce themselves before they even reach the yard.
Tap the window from crown on the car with a stick.
Grandpa Jesus. Sorry, my memory on this Chinese video was off. It wasn't trucks. My bad. Propaganda. But them as moving the builder with machinery.
Well, yeah, bro. I already embraced the fucking PTSD, man.
Fair enough. Well, as long as you know.
Yeah, fair enough.
That's if I even get into combat, though.
Yeah, you electrician.
Imagine this, sir. They send Jared into the ops house to go concurrent, and everybody has got gun.
This nigga put out a pair of pliers.
Man's got a multimeter.
Every Marine is a rifleman.
Let me check the voltage. Make sure the wires are wired properly.
And the clipboard, just for sign up.
Check this.
Like everything's all right in here. All right.
Make sure lighting in so the military guys can see. Don't want to need a check.
Every Marine is a rifleman.
The insurance don't cover eye damage, so you gotta make sure you set this shit up.
Yeah, you have those benefits.
Every Marine is a rifleman. Plus, I'm telling y'all, in 2 years, I'm gonna be the skydiving firefighting specialist.
I'm here for it. Once you can invite people on skydiving trips, I wanna do one.
And you're gonna get one yacht in a pool.
Mm-hmm.
Let's believe.
Live.
RC, boy. RC.
I'm gonna start my UFC career before I leave the military.
Is it before you leave?
Mm-hmm. Man, go for it now. Because, boss, I'm gonna get in the ring, I'm gonna tell him about all the people I'm gonna kill.
Yeah, but you have to tell him about the one that you're gonna kill too.
Nah, I'm gonna tell him about Zambrano.
We couldn't fight Zambrano.
Hold on, dude.
No.
You didn't hear the man bad? Everyone, no. Before you leave, yeah. Tell me your week.
Hi, it's been interesting. Oh, Kiel gone, no?
Yeah, he went off.
Yeah, boy, yeah. We've been braffing quite a bit, you know, and quite a lot of activity. So, I'm gonna have to tell you behind those boys. So, but yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's not one of those, man. Kind of that.
Okay. I understand.
Yeah,
boy. How about you, Nez? My command taking 2 years.
Yes, I'm good.
My 60 days vacation, a load up.
Gosh, what, 60 days?
Bass, I hear him.
You get 30 every fucking year.
Just to show for it.
It's on cool, boy.
Wait, you can get 30 days, it's on cool all of a sudden.
The boy say, yeah, sign me up.
We listen from the time that, you know, I can just do how much weeks, 10, 12 weeks, and I'm getting $1,000 check every month. That don't catch
you. Honestly, you're making 6 figures if you're staying there for like 4 years. But that's if you make it to like E6.
Then go on and fight some brand too much.
Okay, well, everyone, good night. I don't know if you have a church man or something, but do you? Nazi already tell her that he fight on three this week. Khaled and Justin and Daniel didn't say nothing.
Okay. Who Daniel? Daniel, your cousin Daniel?
Mm-hmm.
Who are the Daniel for, you know?
Daniel, the name Nicholas? Oh.
Talking about weeks.
This is interesting, Justin. So,
Timon,
you're saying this whole time that Daniel last year was Nicholas?
Yeah, we talk about Daniel from UV, right?
Yeah.
You know, funny, I see the name Ford, and I remember hearing that since like a child now. But when he said Nicholas, It that resonates with me too.
Interesting.
Me say Nicholas Daniel last name beat me.
I like it. I understand it. Yeah, I understand it. That's a Nicholas village up there now.
You be say that she don't name
beat. You've never heard of a Daniel Nicholas in your life.
Me never hear Daniel Ford in my life neither.
See?
You're getting both of my names wrong though.
Zambrano, first name of Daniel.
I don't even believe you.
Hey, look.
My name Daniel Zambrano.
Okay. So nobody's gonna tell us what week. That's it.
I guess I just had exams. Just finished my last one today. So.
You still go to school?
Can you imagine? Yeah, I've been making too many wrong decisions. I'm trying to finish it up now, though. So yeah, get that done with. But yeah, my summer is starting now. I got a co-op, which is nice, though. So I'm working that.
Oh, shit. So what's that like?
Starting May.
Oh, you haven't done it yet?
No, I haven't started yet. But it's like an automotive installer.
Where's that?
Farm Bro. It's Farm Bro. It's Mississauga.
Oh, shit. You gotta travel.
Yeah. Initially, I was gonna have to take the bus from like Hamilton. Because I'm in Hamilton right now.
Mm-hmm. So you're gonna move back to Ajax and then go over?
No. I'm staying here, but my sister is lending me her car for like a couple of like the summer-ish.
So what the drive time is like? 2 hours on the road or half an hour?
To work? An hour-ish.
But 2 hours work, I would be unemployed.
But yeah, starting that in May until like August.
Hi guys.
I don't even know if anything going on with me.
Who the hell is La Diva?
Hey. From China. You miss Jan telling the story about shit in his ass.
And seeing dicks.
And seeing a lot of dick.
57 to be exact.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
And they were dirty.
So hold on, wait. Did he? So he conked all of these dicks. So he was paying attention.
With his hands.
Yeah, it was like a mission he had to do. He had to actually point at them and count. And whenever he blinked, and he didn't remember the number because they were all shaking. Why am I counting the story? It was all dicks.
Yo, this girl, you're funny old shit.
Yo. Y'all wild.
Yeah, so we're just getting ready to leave. And what time is it in China right now?
12. Yeah, sorry I couldn't come earlier.
Understandable. That 13-hour difference, it's and you have a busy day, I'm sure. But yeah, we're just wrapping up. I was just about to tell y'all about my week. On Monday, crazy thing is, I thought it was a holiday. Turns out that's only a holiday in Antigua. Easter Monday.
Isn't it Easter Monday?
Yeah, but it's not like a government holiday in Canada.
Oh, well, schools weren't open on Monday.
Then I believe in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Right?
So you didn't go to work or something?
I stayed home. I started watching TV, Shano. And I'm relaxing. And then I get a message from our boss. He's just like, oh, hey. Them guys say they didn't come into work today. What happened? You okay? Everything okay? I was like, why them niggas at work till them now work? What's going on? So I go and tell my sister, like, real quick, we supposed to be at work? She's like, yeah, everybody's at work today. I'm like, interesting. She's like, what happened?
You didn't think I'll go work?
I was in my room watching TV, sir. All
right. They didn't go work?
I didn't go work. So now this is me like, oh, fuck, I can't tell them I didn't know. That's not a good excuse, right? Usually, when I leave work on a Friday, I'll say, see you on Monday. And they say, you know, we have a long weekend, no work on Monday. But we had the Friday off. So the last time I talked to somebody from work was a Thursday. So I thought that long weekend meant Friday and Monday. Right?
Extra long weekend.
Yeah. So now this man messaged me and I'm like, shit, I already read the message because I really didn't see this come in. So I have a certain amount of time to answer.
You're supposed to always preview the message.
I should have, but I didn't at that time.
Every time I no call, no show, my mentor, I would sit down and I'd meditate on the message before I could reply.
So hold on, wait now. What excuse you give him?
By telling you're getting an accident.
Oh, so the excuse that I gave, right? So I was thinking, and I was like, actually, you have to lie. So I'm thinking, like, what kind of... So I said, yeah, I was coming to work this morning, then I had, like, technical difficulties with the vehicle. So, yeah, I had to take it to the shop, but in the shop, I was going to give a whole bunch of explanation, but I was like, he don't deserve all this. I just told him I had a car problem, and the car's in the shop. So that's what I told him, but I had my lie ready, because I went to look up, what's the most common car problems that you have on the highway, right? And he says, like, no gas. I was like, I can't do that. That's me being irresponsible.
Yeah, I say a clutch melt.
In an automatic car.
So I had to go through it. I was like, okay, it could be my battery, but I'm just like, a battery is an easy fix, right? So I said, my gas pump failed, right? And my fuel pump. So I said, I had to take it in. So I had to wait for the guy to come tow the car to the dealership. And then when I got to the dealership, the guy said, oh, shit.
And you don't have roadside assistance.
I don't have roadside assistance.
Hi.
That's what my, yes.
Hi.
Right? So I had to go take the car. But then the dealership don't open until 9. So I had to wait until 9. Then the guy who they usually have to deliver people not coming until 10. So now they couldn't drop me to work and then come pick me back up afterwards. So I said, I'm already here. Then they had to go call around to other dealerships. And they got the other fuel pump from the one on Danforth. I had the whole thing planned out, dog. So now I go to work on Tuesday, and then I was like, so what happened yesterday? So I'm like, I got you guys. Yeah, the fuel pump not working. They're like, oh, that's the same problem that happened to me last week. I was like, that's a fucking lie. You have the same lie? Yeah, so that, like, my whole week I was off. Like, on Thursday, I thought it was Friday, but I usually work a half day, but I worked a full day, and I was just so confused about the whole week. And yeah, I want to start. I feel bad that my paycheck isn't going to be what it used to be this one
week. You get paid stat holidays?
Yeah, and I've been getting good with the cooking, not going to lie. Since my sister then did leave for like that 6 weeks, I had to cook. Been getting by. Also, turned out that I'm not allergic to fish.
Right now, I am murdering the chicken bun because my plate clean. I already lick all the sauce out of the plate. But like, boss, way cooked it, man.
A lot of rice.
Rice and what?
Chicken.
How are you the chicken? See how you season the chicken.
Right, like just bland white rice?
No, I season it up. Hold on, I think Mike cannot join. Right, but yeah, so. But I seasoned it up because, okay, at first, when I started doing the rice and everything, I tried doing the pressure cooker and I put the rice and all the seasoning inside the pressure cooker and I turned it on, right? Yo, that shit smell good. I tell you, right? This is me. Ooh, I must name Chef Gordon.
It's going to be busted.
Somebody make seasoned rice.
Boss, bro. And I'm thinking, oh, man, cooking is easy. I open up that shit, right? Whole apartment complex, the aromas, right? I put my finger in there, take out some hot rice and taste it, because I'm like, I don't even need no fucking spoon for this, right? As soon as I put it in my mouth, that shit bland. And I was like, what? All the season that I put in, like, if you just evaporate with the steam or something, because there was none in the rice. I didn't know it was. I'm digging up, stirring up, looking for the seasoning, nothing in there. So I had to eat rice like that for the whole of that week. Second week, I tried again. And then I got it about the third week, I got it right. And I was like, nice. So I started seasoning the rice after you done, you know, do the steaming.
The first thing you did wrong is you go make the rice inside the anything aside from a pot.
Yeah. Khaled already told me I did wrong. So I thought
don't use rice cookers?
For what? I don't know how to cook.
To cook rice?
I don't know how to cook. Before I use a rice cooker for?
I never used a pot. You're convenient. You don't have to watch it, yo. You don't have to watch the.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking. It didn't work. First off, for somebody who knows how to use a rice cooker, Melvin, explain how they work, because I still feel like they don't work.
It's just the ratio. It's like pretty much two cups of rice or one cup of rice to two cups of water.
Boy, use your finger for measuring.
You do that with a pot.
Yeah, and then you just turn it on and leave it on. Yeah, it turns off automatically.
You also do that with a pot.
You don't season it while it's steaming or whatever. You have to wait until after.
Honestly, I don't usually season my rice. I just put like salt and like oil. But
bland rice.
Salt, honestly, salt alone.
I don't season mine.
Salt and oil, they actually give a rice a good taste.
I would know. But
like, what I would do with my rice, like I put some salt in the bottle in the pot when the pot's a boiler. Then I throw like a black pepper. That's really all I put on my rice. Cause
if it's feeling fancy, I might put like coconut powder or something in there or coconut milk.
Y'all not put some peas in the rice, none?
I mean, they talk about rice. I don't know if they talk about rice and peas.
Khaled, let me put some peas in the form of rice, right? Khaled said, hey, go get your can of butter beans. So listen to me. I bet.
Ew, a can?
Listen to me, boss. That's not even the worst part.
A can?
That's not even the worst part. I open a can of beans and there's like some big thumb-sized beans.
Hold on. Please tell me then, throw the preservative syrup water in there.
Put everything in the rice and stir it.
But you are mother scut.
Collect and put little in there. I'm listening to the seasoned cooks, okay? And boy, me tell you, I go work now. I remember the sudden season from because I cook it up in the pressure cooker. Somehow this bland rice with peas inside.
Is it like soft rice?
Bro, and the only thing that really got me through
like
it.
My life right now.
The only thing that got me through it was the chicken. The chicken tastes nice.
What kind of chicken was it? What kind of chicken you make?
I had a bunch of chicken breasts, but I think the first week I did quarters.
Honestly, stop eating the breasts and eat thighs, bro. Thighs are so much better, bro. They got so much flavor, like that, bro. Dark meat is so fucking good.
Yo, chicken or chicken?
The chicken breast is white meat. Thighs is dark meat. Dark meat just tastes. Dark meat is better flavor. It's more fatty.
Calm down.
It's not. I don't think it's dark in color now, but it's more fatty. So like more fatty foods have better flavor. Nah, but I, bro, this chicken I just ate, bro. So, you know, I had that shit, like, you know, when I sauteed the thing with the honey, but I had some pineapple cut up inside of this, this shit. I got my onions, my peppers, my garlic powder, fresh garlic too. And I had the fucking, the minced garlic. Cause I found the fresh garlic after I already put the minced garlic.
I have a question for y'all. Yeah, I know about these new chicken that have some broad cancerous feet.
No, nah, I never heard.
What? No.
Because I can't see why anybody would see these chicken like, delicious. Cause they look like they survived the apocalypse.
Firstly,
can you like get a picture of them? Oh, what?
Yo, I went with the chicken foot.
That boy got the boy they got tumor.
Bro, all of them like this. I'm like, bro, that's cancer.
Look how they stubby. The chicken itself stubby.
Didn't they have a delicious?
They look like raptors.
Wait, so they have a delicious?
Of course.
That's cancer, Khaled.
Khaled, no, he wanted a chicken foot dinner. That chicken foot got plenty meat.
You're brushing it off.
I would not touch that.
I would not eat that. I would, no.
You might catch cancer touching that, dog.
I'm not eating that.
Yeah, that's cancer.
You have that with some jerk seasoning.
Look, it don't even have no meat on his neck.
It barely has.
It's all on the leg, yo.
Feather, yeah, it's all.
This guy's all about the leg day.
Yeah, elephant type.
Yo, them chicken look dope, boy.
You see, I don't want no chicken with elephantizes.
Of course, the Chinese.
Yo, he didn't want to say it, but yeah.
Look at him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How tall do you think that man is?
5'9".
He look like a midget, but he looks just a little taller. Yeah, he look like a taller midget, like kind of.
Nah, I'm giving him 5'9".
5'9"? He like 5'5".
Yeah, I giving that man 5'7" max.
The 5'7" look too tall for him, boss.
Why? Why these chickens exist?
It kind of look like a turkey to me, though. I ain't gonna lie. Look, he touching the little gobbler. He's like 5'9", 10 months.
I can't come here, I wouldn't try.
Oh, it's Vietnamese.
I would not eat that.
I wouldn't purposely try it. Somebody would have to be like, hey, yo, try this meat. I was like, what kind of meat? Chicken. I was like, alright.
And they would have to cut them up fine.
Yeah.
Firstly, Timon, I might approach you and say, try this meat, then you gotta ask what kind of meat.
First of all, I need to know what I'm getting myself into. Even if I'm gonna say no. No, even if I'm gonna say no, like, okay, what if he's in a diet and he's just like, oh, we have specials?
He is not 5'9", bro. Look at him.
Yeah, he probably he's not 5'9".
Yeah, why are you talking about the guy height?
Because the chicken and them abnormal and his height look abnormal too.
If we see him in a doorway at any given point. Okay, hold on.
Look at that. Tory Lane's taller than him.
No, that camera angle's lying.
Yeah, that man's
taller than him.
Look, he washing the foot and so he's seasoning.
He's soaking the chicken legs? Pre-soaking it. Pre-seasoned.
Girl, I'm putting it in the pot.
That Khaled, honestly?
Oh, that is he cutting the nail?
Get that off, man.
They're doing all of this before they kill the chicken. Wouldn't it be easier to kill it and clean it? Look at all the callus.
Look at it. Bro, I've never seen a chicken with their face looking like that.
Man, it's got a... that disease. It was
me never see a chicken so calm.
They foot too heavy for them to really fly.
It's confident. It got the stance. So those
they couldn't legs. Fly before Tim, man. One time
he kind of glide.
One time I see a dog run a chicken and the chicken launch off and start flying. He run into one wall and kill himself.
Oof.
Ooh,
dumb little bitch. Now the chicken think he jump off and start fly and he hits into the wall and kill himself. Dog just ragged me body out.
Enough of that. Cancer chicken. I don't know. I feel like if somebody gave to me, like that one time when I had mountain chicken, and they didn't really tell me. Like if they said this was mountain chicken.
Yo, that name is deceiving.
It is.
Yeah, from me learning what that'd be, I've never ate it.
Naz, would you eat mountain chicken?
Call it a chicken foot.
Yep.
You're nasty.
You can't say what the fuck you want, no. And yeah, I leave, no.
You eat, what call it, pigs now?
Pig mouth, pig tail, pig pork, pig
no, belly. Pig tail tastes good, no, pig tail tastes good. No, I'm gonna lie, pig tail tastes good.
Pig snout?
Man, you know about pig snout, but never hear about that before.
A pig mouth. Nah. They am everything.
It's a damn shame.
Well, me sorry for you.
All right, I can end the podcast. We will have to do this in the next 2 weeks if y'all want to get another conversation with Jaren.
Next what? 2 weeks?
Yeah.
What day that gonna be?
You go gone next 2 weeks?
I'll tell you, I leave on the second. The thing is, I will have my phone for this part of the training.
Yeah, it'll so, be the 28th.
Yeah, I'll have my phone. I'll be around.
Yeah, all right, babe. All right, guys, good night, and thank you for giving me your time. I appreciate it.
All right, good night, good night.
Bye.
All right, spread all the best. Take care of yourself.
Who's night?
Yeah, yeah. Holly, buddy, buddy. Holly, buddy, buddy. Holly, buddy, buddy. Holly, buddy, buddy. Darling, 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 please.